Parents tell children, don't hold grudges. Yet parents do not know how to forgive. Children do. Parents tell children, don't hold grudges. Yet parents do not know how to forgive. Children do. You all know from experience, when children are playing in their sandbox or wherever they're playing, they get angry at one another for whatever reason. And they say to each other, I don't ever want to see you again. I hate you. I don't ever want to see you again in my world. I don't want you in my house. I hate you. And then something happens in a little interval there. We don't know what that interval is. But something happens, and it's as though they had never said those things. They don't forgive, they just forget. And they release whatever anger, whatever tightness that they had, and go on with their life. They do not forgive, they forget. And perhaps what parents really want to learn to do, and what adults everywhere want to learn to do, and children everywhere want to learn to do, is to forget. Because as long as you're thinking about something, you're not forgiving it. As long as you're remembering something, you're not letting it go, you're still holding on to it. How many times have your brothers and sisters, I had four brothers and sisters, and how many times have they said, I know when you wet the bed. Well, my goodness sakes. I know when you did this, and I know when you did that, and I knew you were a crybaby, and you were this, and you were that. And they bring these things up, and they just want to think, ha, 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 ha. Now, actually, they don't think a thing about it. Actually, that's just something that kids do and people do. But to remember, that's not something they do. That's not something anyone does. If you have a terrible accident or a terrible experience in your life, and you go on living, and you go on being a beautiful person, you'll forget all about that experience. You'll forget about that accident, and someone says, oh, you had an accident, you broke your legs, you did this. I don't remember that. Now, why do you remember that? You remember that because you talk about it. You label it, and you say that it was terrible. Well, I broke my legs a couple times, and when I did, what I remember is not the car hitting me, not the terrible thing happening, not the bad stuff, but me sitting in my bed with a big box of chocolate-covered cherries, enjoying them to the limit. And nobody came in and even begged a cherry from me because they knew they were mine. They had that special preference to my cherries, to say that they're mine and nobody else should have them. Not that nobody else should have them, but the thing is, they were for me. And that's what I remember. I remember those cherries. I can still see them. I can still see the book that I had. It was a book that you can't get dirty. You can wash the pages because they're made out of a certain type of material that you can wash the pages. And the chocolate-covered cherries would be dripping all over the pages in the book and so forth, and I'd lick them off the pages, and then my sisters would come and take the book, and they'd wash it off, and they'd clean it up, and they'd give it back to me so that the next bunch of cherries that I get would get dripped out of the book. But you see, parents tell children that they shouldn't hold grudges, yet parents do not know how to forgive, but children do. A grudge is something that you remember. A grudge is not something you have forgiven or forgotten. It's something that you remember and something that you hold against the circumstance that were involved. There's a story about Michigan and Ohio, and that they, to this date, from before the Civil War, have always been at odds with one another. And they were at odds with one another because Ohio wanted a slip across the top of its state so that it would have access to the Great Lakes and shipping out to sea. And Michigan didn't want to give up that little slip. And so manipulations went on, and the government said, okay, we'll give you Upper Michigan, as it's called now, which is a portion of land that juts out from the top of Wisconsin. And we'll give that to you, and we'll call it Michigan, Upper Michigan. And so they did this. Well, now, Michigan never really cared one way or the other. It got involved. It didn't want to give up land anywhere, but it got involved. And the people in Ohio, they were so angry about this that to this day, they can't shoot guns at each other and they can't fight. So they have the two university teams, University of Michigan and University of Ohio, fighting against each other for the battle royal. And they fight that with all of their vengeance, and they say, I hate you, I hate you. And what's going to happen? How long is that going to go on? How long? What benefit is Ohio hating Michigan and Michigan hating Ohio doing for the people? What benefit is it? And obviously none. Now, children would have long forgotten that. They would have long forgotten that idea of hating anybody else or being angry at anybody else. And it's not that they forgive. And this is a big word that we can well remember. To forgive is to remember. Because you can't forgive something you don't remember. And so if you can forgive something, then you don't remember it anymore. And so you want to forget it. And that's what you want to learn to do with all the uptightness that comes into your life. You go fishing, and everyone says to you, well, what'd you get? What'd you catch? How big was it? And right away you think of ways of defending yourself, except when you're grandpa. And grandpa, they say, grandpa, what did you catch today? Well, I caught a couple of good meditations, and I caught a couple of good snoozes, and the fish didn't bite on my line too much, so I could have a good nap. And I had a good conversation with the other fellows who were sitting there. He doesn't remember that the purpose of going fishing is to catch fish. All he remembers is that the purpose of going fishing is to be relaxed, to be at peace, to see happiness in your life. And when we can, we all can forget one moment to the next what goes on in our life, how wonderful it is. Now, I'm going to ask you a question. Does it help to remember that there was a time when we didn't have cars? Does it help you to remember the great progress we have come in having airplanes and having jets and having all sorts of things? Does it help you to remember that? No, it doesn't. Not one little bit. The only thing that it helps you to do is say, oh, that's something that happened at that moment or at that time in that way. When we can live in the now and enjoy the now, we're not going to say, I want to build a spaceship because there was no spaceship. I want to build this because it doesn't exist. And that's not the reason we're doing things. We're doing things because they're fun, because they're challenging our intellect now. When little children are sitting at the computers and they're working on their computers and they don't have the biggest idea of what's coming up, and all of a sudden some information comes up and something pops up and they hear something from their computer and they say, wow, that's great. That's a thought that has never been thought before. A thought that has never been thought before. And you see, if you have thoughts that have never been thought before, you're thinking brand new thoughts, you're thinking beautiful thoughts. There's nothing to forgive or forget, nothing to remember, only to live in the now and say, wow, wow, wow. Now, I say to you, Ellen, design a car. And so Ellen says, but it's a car. A car is something you get in and drive and go places. And I say, what's a car? A car is something that you have fun in. but you have a back seat in it, and mommy and daddy are driving, and you work with your computer, and you work with your video, and you work with your DVDs, and you watch movies, and you do all those things. And before you know it, you are wherever you're going, and you don't even know that you went. Wow, wow. And see, different motivation. Different motivation brings us to different goals. And so I look at you, and I say, okay, Ellen, what kind of car did you come up with? And you say, well, not yet. And I'll say, why not? You say, well, I'm not done. And so you look behind the fence. You say, no, I'm not done yet. That's your fence. Mm-hmm. You don't look behind my fence to see what I'm doing. But you look behind yours and you know. And so you see yourself with a car that you've just started to put your ideas in. You've just got the idea to put a video in there. You've just got the idea to put all these neat things in there. You just started to think about it. And so what's happening when you're just starting to think about it? You're just coming up with new ideas. And did you have to know about it beforehand? No. I want in my car the ability to have a video player so that I can sit in the back seat while mom and dad are driving and I can see movies and stuff. I want in the back seat of my car an audio player so that I can have all the razzle-tazzle music that I like. And I have a window between the front seat and the back seat so mom and dad don't have to listen to my music. Or I have headphones, which is normal. And so what does that have to do with the past? Are you going to build a better mousetrap because you didn't have one before? Are you going to build a better audio set for your car because you didn't have it before? Or because you had it before? Or because you're something better, you're remembering the past? When we can forget the past, when we can forget all of the things that irritated us along the way, and just move into the now, and live in the now, and we forget all grudges, they don't mean a thing. We forget all feelings that this is how it should be done. Children have that ability. They have that ability because they don't have a big past to look at. You and I, we have a big past to look at because we're a couple hundred years old. And we've been around a while, been around the block, as the saying goes. But children don't have to do that. They just live in the now. So if we can say to ourselves, parents tell children that they shouldn't hold grudges, and yet parents do not know how to forgive. We know that children do, because children have nothing to forgive. They don't remember the past. They only live in the present, in the now, and the here, and they live wonderful, beautiful lives. And out of the mouths of babes, out of the mouth of children, you know, Jesus said, let the little children come unto me, for such is the kingdom of heaven, and such it is for you. So let go of the past. Jump into the today. Forget the future. Live in the now, and have the most wonderful experience that life could ever give to anybody. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.